one of the understated yusoidas that people don't chap enough is what amount of koyach the Rabbi Yisrael has given to each and every one of us. Because a person, we spoke about in the past, that a person who doesn't know his chesroinus, Kotzker says, the Balei Musa say, that's a bad thing. If he doesn't know his milus, that's even worse. Because then he can't get anything done. Here he was sent down with a mission. Imagine somebody was sent down with a mission. We spoke about that, the story with the tefillin. Guy who has so many koiches, such potential, and he doesn't use it. Why doesn't he use it? He never knew he had it. It's not even his fault. Person has koiches. And what that koiches are, what you can do with those koiches are... I don't even know what you can do with those koiches, and what is expected of everybody who has those koiches. So Meridik Ishtikul Rambam here, the end of Hilchus Schiris. This week's parsha, Yaakov Avinu works very hard. At the end of the parsha, he expresses how hard he worked. Yaakov Avinu says to Lavan, he says, you know how hard I worked every night? I was the shomer of the behemoths. I didn't sleep. I was out there in the heat. I was out there in the cold. I made sure that none of your animals would get hurt. I made sure none of your animals got stolen. And Rashi brings down the means I protected them from the lions and from the wolves. And the Gemara above Metziah, Tzadik Gimel, brings down Yaakov Avinu's work and learns different halachas, talks about halachas with Yaakov Avinu. Did he do a shmir that were chayiv, not chayiv? The Rambam, the end of Hilchus Schiris, brings that a worker has to be careful. Chayin chayiv lavay b'chol koicha. Yes, but all his koichas, he was hired out to do work. He's got to do everything. He's got to do his whole koich. Shreyaykev at tzaddik, Omar, ki b'chol koichi avadati esavicha. I used all my koich and I served your father. Interesting choice of words. The Rambam says, Yaakov at tzaddik. So usually we expect to say Yaakov Avinu. I say Yaakov at tzaddik. Lefikach, the Rambam concludes, not al schar zois apoel mazeh. He took the reward of doing all this work, even in this world. Yaakovin became wealthy only because he was an honest worker. That's why he became wealthy. The Rabbi Shalom benched him because, what does it mean to be an honest worker? He worked b'chol koichai. B'chol koichai. Before in the Rambam talks of midaktik al atzai bizman. Careful with the time. And for that, he was zeicha, not merely to have a bracha to be oil haba that he did the halachas. He was zeicha in this world to bracha, to be wealthy. This, because, why? Because I b'chol koich. But lemaisa, what does that mean? What is the Ram referring to b'chol koich? Well, Chayyim is referring to the fact where Rashi brings a chazal. He protected against even lions. He protected against lions. Now, lemaisa, there are cases where one could protect against lions. There's other roim there, the Gemara says, he's armed, he has sticks. But pashup shat, a lion, is an oinus. And Yaakov Avinu, therefore, if he was zeicha, that he was able to beat back an oinus, and was sort of volunteered, even in a case where it was an oinus rachmar patri, what is he? He's a shomer sofer. Shomer sofer is patif in an oinus. And Yaakov Avinu is ready to work through even an oinus. Okay, that's Yaakov Avinu's lefnim mishur sadin. Before Hashem asks, how can we learn out from Yaakov Avinu? If he's lefnim mishur sadin, he wants to work through an oinus, what's that do with us?
Had a sakara to put himself.
So Yaakov Avinu must have felt he could, but even you're right, he put himself on it. It's a tshuva noyd bihudu, actually, a good question. The tshuva noyd bihudu talks about going to Parnassa, where there's a shtikl sakana involved. He says, the bets in Parnassa is like that. Guy has to travel far, the commute itself, there's some sakana involved. He says, you're allowed to. That is to some degree, if that's your Parnassa, that's what you're allowed to do. Can't be blatant. So, lemaisa, guarding animals, is to some degree, it's a sakana. Yaakov Avinu felt confident. He went ahead and protected. Abul Maisa learned from him. Something that's Lefnim Mishur Sadim. It's the pshat. So it's a pshat from one of the three Yedikim before Shir Rashi. Be'er HaSodah, that says pshat. You have to go back. You have to go back to Rashi, beginning of the parsha. Rashi, beginning of the parsha, Yaakov Avinu comes to meet Rochel. What happens? He sees all the Royim are assembled and nobody's moving. Why? They don't have koyach to roll the stone off the bear. So what happens? So Yaakov Avinu says, "No problem. I'll do it myself." How did he do it? So Rashi, so the pasuk says, "Vayogel Asav," and he rolled it off. Zok Rashi, he rolled it off. Ka'odim Shemabes haPekak Malpitz Loiches. They take the stopper off a bottle. So that's how easy it was. Loi diyacha shekoychi god. The medrash. Diyacha shekoychi god. And Meredik and Koych. Zok the Beresode. Oibazoi. It's Eric Yishmak. Yaakov Avinu was different than everybody else. A regular person's koyach wouldn't have been able to roll that stone. Vaharaya, they needed everybody assembled. They had a group, and it still wasn't enough. Even a group of people. The Yaakov Avinu is strong to beyond people's comprehension. And even stronger than a whole group of people. So such a person, his koyach, can do things that others can't do. So Ibazoi, Lefi, in relative to his koyach, it's minadin mistam. It's not lefnim mishur sadin. To us, it's lefnim mishur sadin. But for Yaakov Avinu, whose koyach is so great, so for him, it's mishur sadin. If that's the case, the Rambam is very meduyik. The Rambam says aloshin here, chein lav chayv on lavet bechol koychay. With all your koyach, the Rambam doesn't make it a black and white. He says your all your koyach, and he brings a raya because Yaakov Avinu is a bechol koychi of vartis avichi. What's the Rambam saying? It's relative to your koyach. Whatever your koyach is, that's what you have to do.
Even if the company expects a certain amount from this job, then
it's whatever you're capable of doing. And that's what they have to know then. But you have to, typically, a person's got more koyach than anybody thinks. He's got to use that koyach, get to the innermost part of himself, find those koyaches, and use those koyaches. That's what he has to do. So that was Yaakov Avinu. But Yaakov Avinu, when he dug deep, found koyches that other people don't have. So if that's the case, he was chayv to do more than other people. And we can't bring a raya into what he did, but the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam brings a raya only not to what he actually did, only a raya to the relative term of b'chol koychen. That's the point there. That's the key. That's the key over here. B'chol koychen. My Rashiva Rav David Zalzayin Gezun had a ha'aruf. In Tfilas Geshem, we say, let's remember Yaakov Avinu's chus. What's his chus, Yaakov Avinu? Zachar ta'an makloi. He carried his stick over yard ma'im, and he went over the yard. That stick, agav, is a very chashma stick. The Das Kedem learns that stick became the briach hatichon of the Mishkan. Beyond that, then
that's
it's
the same as the Marishans and the Moshe's matah?
Not close. Not every medrash holds to the other medrash. Yichad lev, it's possible. No, it's possible. Yichad lev, v'gol evan v'ber amayim. Yichad lev, it was miyachad his lev. He took his heart, his kavonis, were miyachad them, made them all concentrate, and with that gol evan, he rolled off the stone. Chayra, if he was such a gibor, it sounds like it didn't happen. Yichad lev gol evan. What do you mean? It should happen naturally. He's such a gibor. Who needs his yichad lev? He had kavona. Shiva said that his koyach wasn't, of course it was b'chol koyach, like Rashi says. His koyach wasn't natural. It came from within his Yerushalayim. His shlit over himself. And everything he did, he had a koyach to do for the Rabbi Nishlam. And when he looked at himself and he thought to himself, this needs to get done. Yichad leib, his miyachad his leib, and put all his koyach together. He found koyaches that even he didn't know. It's not that the yak was a natural bal koyach. Like the Yachsha Koyche Godel, when he wanted to, when he used it. But where does it come from? The person takes his Koyches HaNafshis, and he discovered great things. So even Yaakov Avinu's Koyche wasn't natural. It was because of Yichad Lev. Yichad Lev, a person rules on himself, controls himself. And we find Taka Gemara in Bava Basra, the end of the first parak, that the Avos HaKedoshim towards the end of their life had no Yetzirah left. Why? Because they battled so far and so deep and so long with such kaiches, at the towards the end of their life, the Yetzirah left. Had nothing to do there anymore. That's the Yisrael of you. A person gets kayach in whatever nekud it is because he's a shaylet on himself. That takes kayachas ha-nefesh. If you have kayachas ha-nefesh, you can even pull out kayachas ha-guf. If people find the innermost reservoir of kayachas, people have adrenaline, rush of adrenaline, people can do things that they naturally couldn't do. Where does it come from? Because they're miyachet kayachas. But Yaakovin was called Lashem. He was miyachet kayachas Lashem. Whatever the rabbis, whoever's going to make a kiddush, whoever's going to make kvayt shemayim, he found the kayach to do. And the emes of Dvarim is this kayach has to be a kayach. Isaiah Geber, the Mishnah says in Avos, a kayach is Yitzray. This kayach is the kayach we use to defeat the Yitzhar. That's what this kayach is all about. We find that Yaakov Avinu at the end of the parsha said to Lavan, I want to be the judge of your Lekei Avram, Lekei Yitzchak, Velehei Nachar, Veyishova Yaakov Befachad Aviv Yitzchak. Here he didn't use the term Lekei. Zokrashi, why didn't he? Zokrashi. Loi rotsa loi melekei Yitzchak. Sheina kadosh baruch hu miyachet shmoi ala tzadikim b'chayeim. V'yakov misyorei loi mer velekei. V'omar pach. Yaakov was frightful to say the term elekei on Yitzchak, because the norm is a kadosh baruch hu is not miyachet, is put his name on a tzadikim when they're alive. Rashi asks, earlier, the Rabbi Yisrael said, Ani Hashem to Yaakovinu, Lekei Avram, Lekei Avicha, Lekei Yitzchak. So Rabbi Yisrael said it himself. And the answer was, how did the Rabbi Yisrael said it? The answer was, because Yitzchak was blind and Suma Chashav Kameis. Yaakov Nisyori. He was frightened. Frightened the Mepharshim, what's he frightened about? A person can be frightened because it's wrong. But you ask somebody, he says, no, it's right. You say, okay, but maybe that person's wrong. You go up the chain. The Rabbi Yisrael himself says it's right. What's left to clear? What's left to think it's wrong? If the Rabbi Yisrael himself said it's right, then it must be right. What's left? Zokta Taz, he has a seif ala Torah. It says a pella de kavod. So Yaakov was frightened, not because it was the wrong thing, because he says it's, why would we say the term Malekei? Because Yitzchak is Kemeis, and therefore he's Kemeis, we can be Miyachet Shem. But if
it's not covered for him to say that about his father.
So he said, but why is it not covered? He says an interesting thing why it's not covered. He says exactly what you're saying, it's not covered. He is not covered because somebody who's alive has the Yetzirah, and he defeats the Yetzirah. And that's the godless of the person. But if you're saying that he's not alive, so it's not a big thing, it's Yetzirah, it's Kilu, he's a mace, that's not a covet. Ksas nega kvayosh yitz, ki yoysi yesh malo, mishakoyach biyodoy lasis rab, kvayosh yitzirah. It's better somebody who has the ability to do bad, that's kvayosh yitzirah. Somebody doesn't have a Yetzirah at all, that's not as chashiv as somebody who has a Yetzirah, a mitzvah. Beforehand we said the Yetzirah left the office, it's because the Yetzirah chose to leave. But in essence, it's more chashiv to have a Yetzirah in me.
So how does that answer the question?
Mele, Yaakov didn't want to say Lekei Yitzchak because it's a pagamenis chashivus. To say Pachad Yitzchak, that he's alive and fighting the Yetzirah, but to say Lekei, Kilu, he's not, doesn't have a Yetzirah anymore, that's not covered. That's already a chesaron of covered. You want to say, he wants to say his father is the tzaddik fighting the Yetzirah.
It's not just a keep it of an aim, it's just a chesaron in the person himself.
Well, but the male is starting to keep right. It up. But it's just what a lima the Taz is telling us. That a person has a Yetzirah, that's godless. Now go fight it. Not to have it at all is a chesaron. You should have a Yetzirah. Recognize it and go fight it. And that's godless. or state the temple. That's what a person has to do. The emes is, you find this even more in a Gemara. Mamish in a Gemara. I'm going to get a Gemara right here. It's interesting, Gemara talks at the battle of with the Eight Sahara. More at the end of Masech, the Sukkah. Also Gemara in Kedushin, and towards the end of the first parak. In Sukkah Nun Beis. The Gemara says that the Eight Sahara has seven names. It's called Ra, Oral, Tomei, Sinei, Mikhsho, Evan, Svoini. That's the Gemara about the Yetzirah. A few lines later, the Gemara says, Tanaber Yishmael, Impaga Becham Menuvel Zev. You meet up with this ugly thing, Mashcheil Lebeis Medrash, Shlep Minta Beis Medrash, Evan, Umayach, and Barzal Mespaitzeit. Freit Develt Akasha, you said it has seven names. So refer to it. He just told us, has seven names. You can't miss, person has seven names. Yeah, you can't miss calling one of them. So he has seven ways of identifying the Eitz Ahara. You get to the Omid Beis, and the Gemara says, Manuva, you only have an adjective. You don't have even a noun for it. What's the shot? Why does the Gemara use a new term over here? So Alter Achmas Sifka Rebbe says, Maridu. All these names are when you're on even playing ground with them. If you're in an even playing ground, that means you're in the Beis Medrash. Then you have a chance. Before you get to the Beis Medrash, he's nothing. He's a manubal, just ugly. You can't even identify him. It's too much. The only way you can even have an identity and know who you're fighting in the Beis Medrash with Tyra. Without Tyra, you're gone. It's manubal there. There's nothing to do. You don't even think what he is. Just Mashchel Beis Medrash. There's no way out. Yaakov Avinu with Bechir Shababas, he represents Tyra. Yaakov Avinu is the Torah. The Torah, that's the way to fight the Yetzirah. We can talk about fighting Yetzirah, but it's mere words. What does a person do? He has to be Shaykh to Torah. And even at that moment, he's not learning. He's a Ben Torah. He's under the Ashpa of Torah. What does the Torah want from me? I'm working. What does the Torah want from me? How do I work? How am I neihig myself? How do I conduct myself? You're under the auspices of the Torah. You're fighting the Yetzirah all the time. You're fighting the Yetzirah, Mashchel Beis Medrash, then you have a chance. You don't bring him into Beis Medrash, Menubal Zeh, you have no chance. You can't even forget it. You can't even identify him. And the Emes Advarim is, this Yisoid L'Cher we see from Chazal and Rashi at the beginning of the Parsha, of last week's Parsha. Being in last week's Parsha, everybody knows that Rivka walks by a Beis Avodah Zarah, Esau's jumping to go out. Walks by Beis Medrash, Yaakov is jumping to go out. And the Velt, everybody knows that the Velt asks Akasha within the womb of the mother. What is a child doing? What's the fetus doing? Gemara says in Nida, Ner Doluk al Roishai. He's learning with a Malach. It's Meinam Haba. What could be better? Malach is teaching you. It's a one-on-one. Everybody gets their own Malach. One-on-one, a Malach, a Rebbe. Can't miss. Ner Doluk al Roishai. Meirdik Amatzah. What could be better? The Velt says, to be with Esav, nothing's worth it. And the Velt says, such a bad chavrusa, get out. Get out. Best yeshiva in the world. Best rabbi in the world. And the worst chavrusa, out. Leave. But if that's the case, why didn't Yaakov Avinu jump? Why did he only want to jump when they passed by Beis Medrash? He should have wanted to jump at any point. Why did he have to wait for Beis Medrash? The answer is, what we're saying now, without a Beis Medrash, there's nothing to talk about. There's nothing, you can't get anything done without a Beis Medrash. You have to be shy after a Beis Medrash. So Mele, if they weren't passing by Beis Medrash, you might as well stay with the Malach at least. Stay in that Beis Medrash. That's also a Beis Medrash. He has Esav next to him. At least it's a Beis Medrash. He passes by another Beis Medrash without an Esav. It's not such a good Beis Medrash as this one, but a Mele is a Beis Medrash. He's ready to go out. Over no Beis Medrash at all. Nothing to talk about. Nothing to talk about. Nothing. It doesn't exist without a Beis Medrash at all. Forget it. You have to have episode of Beis Medrash. It has to be something.
It only says that Esav is outside the
Beis Avodah Zarah.
So unsafe in between, like, you know, not a base medrash and not a...
He didn't want to leave. He didn't want to leave. He had a fine in there. He was comfortable there. He had no reason to leave. But basically, Beit Azorah schlepped him out. That was Tybus here, Beit Azorah.
I'm saying Yaakov, let's say, wasn't a base of Beit Azorah and it wasn't a base medrash.
Doesn't say he left, right? Doesn't say. Rashi says, when he passed by base medrash, he wanted to, right? That's the Lashon. The Lashon is... By Yisrael Tzu, Al Pisrei Torah, Yaakov Rots, and Beis Medrash. That's when he wanted to get out. But not, he didn't want to go. Pshat is, one needs Lamaisa, you need Koyach HaTorah. You have Koyach HaTorah, you can vanquish Yetzirah. And again, it doesn't mean that he has to be learning Mamaisa. Avada, that's the best. But not, it's not shy for everybody to be learning all day. But he's under the Torah. He feels Torahic. He's a ben Torah. Torah accompanies him. He's under the auspices of Torah. He thinks, I'm a Torahic. What does a Torah want from me now? That's the only way he can beat the Torah. That he has Torah with him. Some people, used to have minig, and some gedolim used to have a sign on their desk. Rosh HaTevis. Shin Yud. Lamed Tzav. Shvisa Hashem L'Negdi Som in Rosh HaTevis. Shvisa Hashem L'Negdi Som. So they always remember, Shvisa Hashem L'Negdi Som. The best Rebbe in Shas brings down that the Rebbe of all Rebbeim was Shmuel Bar Shilas. Name was Shilas. Shilas stands for Shvisa Hashem L'Negdi Som. That was the Rebbe to learn from. Always picture the Rebbe Hashem was looking, what's going on? What does the Torah want from me? What does Hashem want from me? In next week, Parsha, we find this Murdika Koyach of Yankov against the Yetzirah, but more so. Till now, we're speaking about the Koyach that we have. We're B'nai Yankov, we're B'nai Yisrael, the Koyach that we have, and that Koyach is the Koyach we have to use to vanquish the Yetzirah. But what we don't realize is what's going on in our protagonist's mind. What's going on in our assailant's mind. So now we know what we have to think. But you have to know your enemy. What's going on by the Yetzirah? So we're in a war. We know that the tool that's going to win, the weapon that's going to win, is Torah. Torah. And we know that Yaakov Avinu gave us that Yerusha. And of course, Matan Torah. But what goes on by the Yetzirah? That's the Lechera you see next week's Parsha. Why? Next week's Parsha, Yaakov Avinu has a fight with the Malach. Chazal tell us who's that Malach, the Sar Shalais. At the end of that fight, so Yaakov really has the upper hand, and the Malach is vanquished. And what does he say to Yaakov? Shacheni ki omer Hashem. Send me. It's mornings here. Send me out. The Gemara tells the Chulin Tzadik Aleph. Yaakov Avinu said to the Malach, so what? Are you a ganav that you can't be out in the day? Are you only out at night? So what? So what that it's there? So he told Yaakov Avinu, I'm a Malach. May Olam forever my existence. I've never ever had the opportunity to say Shira Takadosh Baruch. Now is my time. Let me go to say Shira Takadosh Baruch. They state in Gemara. A Pelef in a Gemara. What's the pshat? Can you imagine somebody, a Malach, never had a chance to say Shira Takadosh Baruch? Can you imagine a person's looking, trying to get an audience with a king all his life? All his life. He gets a message, tomorrow, Chveis, Tezvav Kislev, in the morning is your audience with the king. That's your audience with the king. Tezvav Kislev. That night, he goes into a bar and gets into a brawl. What's he thinking? How is it shayach, Shilin? Secondly, Bechlolus, it's a coincidence. What's the shot? How could be such a thing? A coincidence. Punk that night. Punk that morning, the morning after that night of the battle, Punk has his time to meet the Rabbeinu Shalom. Chiddush Nevi'im. Shnei Nevi'im Misnab Besignei Necha. The Kozhus are Magnet, some Sefer say the same Yisrael.
Meir the Gisa. What's the Taitra
Besignei? Shnei Nevi'im Misnab Besignei Necha. Two Nevi'im say Nevi'is in the same style. And they say the following. This Malach was a Sar Shalais. He's also known as the Eitzahara. the satan. What's his job in this world? His job in this world is to entrap us. Why? Because we have to have bechira. We have to have bechira. But what's the mission? Is the mission that we should fail? Chas v'shalom. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam put us into this world, not to fail, chas v'shalom, to succeed. To succeed. So what's this Yetzirah's mission? The Yetzirah's mission is to give us an assayin, because without nesayinis, where are we going to get schar from? Where are we going to grow from? What are we going to earn? Where are we going to earn our way? So to have an assayin and pass that nesayin with flying colors. That's the job of the Yetzirah. That's the job. Memela. The Yetzirah goes and tries to ensnare everybody. And he's had success. Different degrees of success with each person. Till he met Yaakov, you know, there was no person in the Bria that completely vanquished him, that complete shleet of the Yetzirah. Yetzirah was completely under his control. Till Yaakov, it never happened. When does a Malach get to say Shira HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Upon completion of their mission. The Yetzirah never got to say Shira ever in his existence because he never completed his mission. There's always Epes HaRoshim left in the person when he touched him. He never was able to say Shira because he never completed his mission. Yaakov, you know, has a Ruchnius stick of battle with the Yetzirah, and who wins? Yaakov, you know, vanquishes him. His mission is complete for the first time ever. He says, now let me go. I have to say Shira. It just happened. I now have to say Shira. And Yaakov has to let him go. Murder the Gevor. There's a sefer, a tshuva sefer called Beis Yitzchak, the Rav in Lemberg. He remarked after hearing this word that it gives him such chizuk. Because the next, the Beis Yitzchak, the Koshin Tzur Magid and the Chassam Sefer. So the Beis Yitzchak said, the Lemberger Rav, the next time he has an assign, he's going to think to himself, I can do this, I can do that. And I really have a taiva to do this. I mean, Lafi is Madrega, the Beis Yitzchak was a Gadol HaDor. But I'm going to think to myself, even the taiva itself is fake. It's really telling me the Yetzirah behind the taiva is saying, secretly whispering, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. I want to say Shir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I really don't want you to do it. I'm just trying to fool you. I'm just giving you an assignment. I really don't want you to do it. I really don't want you to do it. It's just a fake. So now I'm going to think that when I have an assignment, even the tzad of me that wants it is not real. It doesn't want it. May Tzitzah tell me don't do it. May Tzitzah, it seems that he's telling me to do it, but secretly he's also telling me not to do it. What a chizik. The Beis Yitzchak said that really he also doesn't want me to do it. So Meridiki Yisoyin. That Lamaisa, because, and it's so pashut, because that's the whole Yisoyin of the Bria. Kadosh Baruch Hu put us in here. And as we, the Svarim tell us, he didn't want us to have Nahama de Ksufa, didn't want us to go up to Elam Haba and have bread that was handed to us like a shnor. It's embarrassing. So we have to earn our way. How do we earn it? Have a Nisyonis and get those. So the Nisyon is welcome. We just dive into the Rabbi and just take away Nisyonis because we want help. But we know we're going to have Nisyonis. And we know we're going to have Nisyonis. And it's our job to get through it, because that was the whole point of this world, to get the Nisoyin and get through it and make your way into Elam Haba, having earned your way through.
How could you daven for, I mean, it's probably to daven for Mashiach when it's Yom Shein by Mechefetz.
Because it's true, and we're davening even though we're going to lose, but we're davening because it's Kvay Shemayim. Because L'maisa, the matzah in the world today, is a matzah where most of the world doesn't recognize Rabbeinu Shel Olam in its true sense. It's a world of Chil Hashem, a Gefer L'Chaveris, B'Farhesia, all over the world. Not about Yidin, but a Goyim, just a terrible, terrible matzah today, as we all know. It's worse than it ever was. It's not a mutzig of Dercher. It's getting worse than Behemoth, Mamish, Kipshutai. So it's a Chil Hashem Neiru. So for the Rabbeinu Shalom's sake, we're Davin L'Shem Shemayim. That's one. Two, we've come to the realization that the Nisyonis are too much for us now. We're losing, maybe in some ways, more than we're gaining. When you look in America, more than 50% Rahman al Son assimilation rate. We're losing. So we say, Rabbi Yisrael, we can't take it anymore. We have to be Michael, whatever the point of the gain is, and say, just take us out of the Golas. It's just too much. Those are the two main reasons. Two Iker. But getting back to this, it's Meridika Yisrael, it's Meridika Chizik, that a person has to realize this. Let's finish with, there's a story they say the old Ger Rebbe in Europe, Imre Emes, his youngest son later became Rebbe many years later, Pnei Menachem. He was a little child. Imre Emes said to him, Parsh Vayetze, he said, he was testing his son. And they discussed that Yaakov Avinu had a dream. What was the dream? A ladder going up to Shemayim. So the Imre Emes asked the son, a ladder going to Shemayim? Yaakov Avinu is the one who wants a scarvus to Rabbeinu Shalom from the Ovis HaKadoshim. Why didn't he climb up the ladder? Why didn't he climb up the ladder? Go to Shemayim. He asked his son, his little son, he was a child. So he told his father, his tata, it was only a dream. So he told him, you're right, b'skerecht. But in the dream, why didn't he climb up? In the dream, why didn't he climb up? And he told him, this little child tells his father, that's why he became Rebbe later on. Because the pasuk goes on and says, "Vihine Hashem nitzav olav." The Rabbi Yisrael is right here. You don't have to crawl up the ladder, go to Shammai. The Rabbi Yisrael is right here. "Vihine Hashem nitzav olav." The Meridik Yisoid. Sometimes we think, "Who knows what we need?" Everybody should know. Rabbi Yisrael is right here. He's with you wherever you go. The Rabbi Yisrael is right here. You don't have to think of all kinds of big things. Rabbi Yisrael is right here. Right here, the Rabbi Yisrael is. You have the kayach to be makashis of the Rabbi Yisrael right here. All it takes is to become a ben Torah to whatever degree a man is possible to do. Bechol kaych, as we said. Try with all the kaychs. You have kaychs. You have no idea you have it. You can do it. Because that was the gesed of Yaakov, who became kol kaych in l'maylum and ateva. Because people have kaychs, pull out those kaychs from reserve only because you want it. Because you want it because you have your shamam. You want to use those kaychs. Pull those kaychs out. You'll come close to the Rabbi Nishlam, derech ha-Torah. You'll see you have kaychs. And you'll find out the biggest chizik that Yetzirah himself wants you to win the war. Each battle, take each battle by itself. And with that, a person should be nischazik and realize, Vina Hashem nitzav olav, he has an opportunity of a lifetime. His lifetime is the opportunity of a lifetime. There's no bigger opportunity that a person has in his life. Every minute is opportunity. If Chas V'Shalom misses an opportunity 1 minute, he should know he's got another minute. And every minute is an opportunity. But each one is a golden minute not to be wasted. Each one is a minute worth billions and billions of dollars, infinite. So they be helping that we should mechazik ourselves, use our opportunity to mechazik, understand the chizukim that are possible, understand the kaychas that we have to do it, and understand the potential we have to mekashu the Rabbi Yisrael Beis Hashem. Each of us should become bnei Aliyah, worthy children of bnei Yankov Avinu. Mizaych to Golus Shleim Amen.